In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I wanted to begin this morning by talking about reality, and that is the subject of this morning's sermon, but by viewing reality through the prism of three figures of speech in modern English. And they all use the word real. The first is get real, like come on, get off of it, get real, will ya? We know what that means. And then there's for real, like for real? Like really, are you kidding? For real. Yeah, for real, people say that. And then there's the term, hey, let's keep it real, keep it real. I'm keeping it real. I'm not putting on airs. I'm being down to earth. I'm being the person I really am. I'm not playing any games. And so get real, for real, and keep it real are all use the term real, obviously. And now a little bit about reality itself. You see, I think a good bit of lived Christianity is stripping away false realities so that we can find the actual essence of life, what life is supposed to be like. That's why during this current crisis, I think that we're actually seeing more of reality than we ever thought we would. And you've heard me say in some of these sermons and sermonettes that we all want to get back to normal life. But I think that a lot of what normal life is us just kidding ourselves. And normal life is life where we embrace the fact that we are going to die, that life is fragile, that we don't have control over every element of life. And I have said that in past sermons and sermonettes since this crisis started. Now, in this morning's gospel reading, we have a clear illustration of somebody who was living in a false reality from childhood, and that is the dumb demoniac whom Jesus heals. And you can only imagine that if he had been this way for years and years and years, that he probably thought this is how his life was supposed to be. He had adopted for himself, he had really thrust upon him this reality of demonic possession. But for him, that was his normal. He didn't know anything else. But Jesus comes along and strips away that old normal so he can have the new normal, and the new normal is being healthy. That's reality, is being healthy, not being possessed by demons, not living vulnerable and infused with the fallenness of this world. Great Lent itself is all about new realities. You and I are supposed to strip away our old self by the grace of God, year after year after year, so that we can become more of the person God has called us to be. Reality is placed in our face on the fourth Sunday of Lent when we honored John of the Ladder. The first chapter of his 30-chapter book, The Ladder of Divine Ascent, the first chapter is on renunciation of the world. Talk about overthrowing what we think reality and normal is. And of course, next Sunday, the fifth Sunday of Lent, we will encounter Mary of Egypt, who had one very unhealthy, sinful, perverse reality stripped away so that she could find who she really is. Now, when will things get back to normal, quote unquote? I know what that means. When will we get back to our life the way it was before the coronavirus? But I would submit that even if the quarantine were to end tomorrow, which we know it won't, that when we go back to life as it has been for a lot of us, for most of us, life will not be as it had been, because we will have a much clearer understanding of reality. And what we thought was important, well, we'll know differently, won't we? We will work through this crisis together. And we will take up this cross, as we mentioned last Sunday, that God has thrust upon us, and carry it together. And then we will gain an appreciation, as we are now, we will gain an appreciation when this is all over, of what reality actually is. Reality is a life shaped by God, guided by God, that passes all too quickly, and that is a fragile gift never to be taken for granted. So look, as we go through this and as we prepare for the backside of the quarantine, whenever that comes, don't pretend, none of us should ever pretend that life is problem-free. Get real. Embrace the problems of life. Allow the experience of carrying our cross to bring us closer to Christ. And then shall we please stop treating our life, our relationships, our church, with a lack of gratitude. Life is fragile. Life is fleeting. Life and the relationships that help to define it, life is the most glorious gift imaginable. For real. And then when we're all through with this experience, I think we will all realize that walking in the park with loved ones, or sitting around the table playing cards with them, or watching a movie together, is time much better spent than standing in line for a new iPhone. And that being anxious about when the next church service is, so that you can be there, so that I can be there, because I know that's how so many people sitting at home feel right now. Being anxious about when the next church service starts is way better than being anxious about wondering when our Zappos box will arrive. And quite frankly, being mildly unsettled as we are now, even when this is all over, being mildly unsettled because we are aware of how fallen our world is, being mildly unsettled is way better than living in a state of oblivion. For real. So as we conclude this morning's sermon, might we all please consider the centrality of the quest for reality that is Christianity. And we can stop pretending that being a Christian is somehow being in the same category as belonging to a political party, that going to church is not just a box we might check off occasionally, but instead, in our quest for reality, might we please commit ourselves to putting a Jesus at the center of our lives once and for all. We were made to be in communion with God. That is a painful lesson most people are learning, as communion is not an option for the majority of Orthodox faithful today. This is the lesson that the dumb demoniac learned when he was brought back to reality by Jesus Christ. It's a lesson that we must learn too. And when we learn this lesson, then we ourselves will be able to keep it real.